And on Poetic License today, we have our special guest in the studio with us, Saul Hernandez, who's originally from San Antonio, right? And yes. And he's currently a student here at UTEP's graduate program in creative writing. So your writing is mostly influenced by, would you say that your writing is influenced by your family? Is that or your experiences growing up?
Yes. So particularly through the women in my family, my abuelas, my tías, my mother, occasionally my uncle and my dad, but that's more of like carne asada, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, meat.
The meat.
I'm also familiar that we have a mutual friend in common, Lorianne Guerrero, who I know that is a wonderful, who's actually San Antonio's poet laureate and probably the state of Texas poet laureate, right? Like in 2016, next year. But you were taking like workshops with her also, right?
I was.
I remember hearing your name from her for the first time, and she said, I have a student who's going out there to El Paso. His name's Saul Hernandez. You got a, he's an amazing writer. And so, but she talked a lot about also how your family influenced your writing. And
Yes, correct. So I was able to take a course with her that she was teaching at Palo Alto. And I found out because she came to visit in my class when I was an undergrad. I was very excited, signed up immediately, you know, made the time for it. And I was able to learn a lot from her and I'm still continuing learning.
You know, how did you decide to first come to El Paso? You know, out of all the writing programs around the country, you know, this was the one you chose, and which were, you know, we're honored to have you. And I'm just, how did that come about?
Right. So my decision making finally came down to being based on culture and language. Mm. And since I'm very drawn to that, I figured why not come to the only university in the country that offers the bilingual MFA creative writing program.
And you're right, the only one in the country that of its kind. So, yeah. And the experience has been great for you so far?
So far, I've had amazing professors. I've been learning so much. Excited to apply what I've learned this year and incorporate it more into my writing.
And this is not like a paid advertisement. You know, this is this is Saul just doing his thing. Actually, no, but how long have you been writing?
I've actually always kind of been writing.
Really?
I mean, I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness. Didn't really enjoy the experience so much. So in my head, I was always writing, picturing my life in different ways possible than being in a certain culture.
Right.
So I mean, physically, I would say maybe at 12, but in my mind since I was a child.
Since you were a child, right? We started to visualize. Are you a visual artist also?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Yeah, that makes sense. That was me. You know, my own experience was like that too. Not growing up Jehovah's Witness. For me, it was just about growing up in a very rural town with nothing around me except orchards and groves, you know. But that idea of, you know, not having much around me kind of really put me in a sort of introspective space, and I started to think a lot and visualize a lot. And a lot of those images from my growing up as a kid in Central California made their way into, you know, my novels and my poetry. And you know, I get that sense with your work also, you know. So
yes, thank you. Yeah, I feel like back then, we just want to be liberated and experience new things. So that was my outlet of just visualizing, as you said.
You also mentioned that now you're working on a documentary or you're working on in film.
Yes. So I'm currently enrolled in a English and pedagogy course so that I'm able to teach rhetoric writing next year.
Yeah.
So as part of my final project, I'm currently working with two of my colleagues in making a documentary over how first-year rhetoric writing courses are perceived.
Oh, nice, nice. So you've been going around interviewing people?
Yes.
Nice. All right. Yeah, don't interview me about rhetoric, right? No, that's great. That's great. So we're speaking with Saul Hernandez, who is a student here in the University of Texas El Paso's MFA program, creative writing program. And you will be sharing a wonderful poetry, some of your own poetry today with us on Poetic License. Is that right?
Correct.
Wonderful. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Take it away.
Okay, so I'm particularly fascinated by language and the culture found in our food. As small children, the first thing we do is open our mouths to cry or to eat. Coming from a Latino background, language and food were always around me. Spanglish and La Panza Llena were never issues in my household. I remember sitting at the end of tables and listening to stories from my family while they cooked. As these stories unfolded, all forms of language were used as ingredients. Now living in El Paso, I am constantly reminded of those experiences of language and food. Mm. So I want to be able to tell those stories through my poems by incorporating the stories, food, culture, the family, and most importantly, the language. I want to be able to bring the audience into my kitchen. So the poem that I will be sharing with y'all today, it is called Tortillas. Tortillas. My abuela once told me, tortillas son como relationships. Para que una tortilla te salga buena, you need to have a foundation. Before you can become a tortilla, a whole, salt, flour, water, and oil need to mix. You need to know, tu individualidad, tu ser, everything that is good and bad about you, before you allow all of you to be mixed in a bowl with other hands that have never touched your core. You need to know that masa is neither a solid or a liquid, but a sticky state of knowing you and them can become one ball of masa. A ball of masa out of a dozen trial and errors of dating, to the right piece of masa can be pressed down to inclusivity and thrown in the comal, allowing the flattened masa to rise from passion. The kind of passion you can trust, empathize, and communicate with, so that when the tortilla is ready to touch the gate of your lips and enter your mouth, you are able to taste amor del bueno. But until then, mi corazón, tienes que saber, when you know what you bring to the table, you are no longer afraid to eat alone.
Wonderful. And that was Saúl Hernández on Poetic License, sharing some of his original food poetry with us. And now I'm hungry, so it's about lunchtime. Thank you, Saúl.
No, thank you.